This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy!
Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here, reporting live for the Hump Day Crew, going all green and all natural. Oh, very funny, guys. Yes.
This week on All Natural, we cross over to Melbourne Zoo. Joining us on the phone now, one of the senior keepers, Sheila Rowe. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, Adam. How are you?
Very well. Now, it's very exciting at the Melbourne Zoo. You've got a new pygmy hippo. Tell me a little bit about pygmy hippos.
Well, the word actual hippopotamus literally comes from a Greek word meaning river horse. And there are two types of hippos found in Africa, and that is the Nile hippo, which most people are familiar with, and then we've got little pygmy hippopotamus.
I actually know the Norwegian for hippopotamus.
Yeah?
It's fluthast.
Okay.
There we go, fluthast.
Fluthast.
Yeah, you'll have to forgive him, Sheila. It's his word of the quota of the week, and that's one of them.
Yeah, that's hippopotamus in Norwegian.
Well, there you go.
Fluthast.
We've all learned something.
I feel much more enlightened now.
Now, I'm renowned for asking stupid questions, and I'm going to ask one right now, Sheila. You said it's hippopotamus means horse. Can you ride a hippopotamus?
No, you can't ride a hippopotamus. I don't think you'd find any saddles that would actually stay on their backs, and they're quite dangerous animals, actually, in Africa.
They're actually the biggest killer of people out of all the big five put together, aren't they?
They are indeed. They are indeed. They say don't ever get between a hippopotamus and the water.
Or its child, or its baby.
Absolutely.
Because they will, even though they look quite cuddly, they will rip you apart.
Well, yeah, and they don't actually eat meat, but they've got those very large tusks, which can do a lot of damage.
And they can probably gum you to death as well, I'd imagine.
So what's the difference between a pygmy and the other hippo species?
Well, pygmy hippopotamus are basically smaller in size, and adults weigh between around about 180 kilos to 270, whereas Nile hippos can average around 2 to 3 tonnes, so they're quite different in size. Pygmy hippos come and live around forests, and they're less aquatic, so that means they don't spend a lot of time in the water like a Nile hippo who lives in grasslands. And the other thing about a pygmy hippo is they're not as social as the Nile hippo, so you'll only ever find one or two of them together as opposed to large groups.
And how many of these hippos are left in the wild, Sheila?
Well, that's a little bit difficult to estimate, but the theory is that there's around about 3,000 left, so they're in a bit of strife.
Okay.
So they're luckily you've got this new one coming to the zoo. And so tell us about new addition. It's Monifa, is it?
Monifa.
Oh, yes. Monifa.
Monifa means the lucky one. And actually, she was very lucky. She was hand-raised at Taronga Zoo, but I think she's actually very cheeky. She's a real little sweetheart.
And I believe she's in quarantine at the moment, but you can still see her at the zoo.
That's right. She is in quarantine, and her quarantine period finishes at the end of this month. But she is visible out on display during the day. Because she's so young, she has access to her off-limit area, so she can pretty much come as she goes, but she usually likes to stay out on display from about 10:30 in the morning till around 3:30, quarter to 4 in the afternoon. She's spending a lot of time in the pool at the moment. That's her favourite place to be.
Why not? It's one of my favourite places as well. My girlfriend's school is going down to see Monifa, actually, today.
Oh!
They're going down, so they'll be there about 11-ish, so she should be doing a backstroke in the pool.
She should be, definitely.
Good on her.
She really does enjoy that swimming pool, because it's a nice warm temperature. It sits at around 20 degrees, so it's lovely on these cool mornings.
Hopefully the Hump Day Crew can go down for a little swim with her at some point.
Yes.
Sheila, one last question. Are the pygmy hippos actually listed as endangered?
They're listed as vulnerable, and as I said, there's not that many of them left in the wild. And the reason this is because they're unfortunately persecuted by local communities who think that they are causing damage to their riverside vegetable gardens. And they're also losing habitats through deforestation, and also they are hunted for their meat to a lesser degree.
So what can listeners do to help the survival of the pygmy hippo?
Well, I guess your listeners would absolutely benefit from coming into the zoo and meeting Manifa, because she really is a sweetie. And we do have a wonderful sponsorship program which helps support the conservation of pygmy hippos. The other thing that they could do, if they are travelling overseas, just be aware when you're buying souvenirs in Africa, because there is actually also a trade in using hippopotamus teeth as a fake ivory trade, which is used for carving, so they make for the souvenirs for the tourists. So just be a little bit mindful of that.
Of course, if you'd like to find out everything that the Melbourne Zoo does, just go to zoo.org.au. Sheila, thank you very much for your time today.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. That's Sheila Rowe. She's one of the senior keepers at Melbourne Zoo. You can check out Melbourne Zoo at zoo.org.au.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.